In Egypt today, former President Hosni Mubarak made his second appearance in court, along with his two sons. And much like his first appearance earlier this month, the day proved more dramatic than substantive. The judge once again delayed any testimony against the former president. Mubarak is charged with complicity in the deaths of hundreds of protesters earlier this year and with corruption. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is following the trial in Cairo.
Judge Ahmed Rifat bristled as he asked time and again for the more than 100 lawyers to take their seats. He warned their antics and arguments, all captured live on Egyptian state TV, threatened to derail the historic trial. To claps and jeers, the judge then ordered all cameras banned from the courtroom in the future. He argued it's in the best interest not only of justice, but of the witnesses he plans to call when the trial resumes on September 5th. Many of the people in the courtroom agreed. In a courtroom cage where Egyptian defendants are kept, Mubarak and his sons also looked pleased. The sons, Gamal and Ella, attempted throughout the hours-long hearing today to block any camera view of their father, who was wheeled in on a hospital bed. Outside the police academy on the outskirts of Cairo, where the trial is being held, the TV broadcast on a large screen sparked rock-throwing clashes between Mubarak supporters and detractors. Riot police quickly got the crowd under control. Elsewhere, many Egyptians were also riveted to their TV screens. Most of the two dozen passers-by polled by NPR in the trendy Cairo neighborhood of Zamalek say they watched the trial this morning. One was activist Heba Murayef, who works for Human Rights Watch. She says the trial is vital to assuring accountability on the part of the new Egyptian government.
There has been no national committee to look at the abuses or the record of Mubarak's police state. There's been no attempt to come up with alternative measures such as truth and reconciliation committees. This trial is all we have.
Murayef says she opposed the decision to ban cameras, but reached by phone in New York, Khalid Fahmy, who chairs the American University in Cairo's history department, says not televising the trial doesn't necessarily mean the charges will be swept under the rug.
When they say it's not going to be broadcast on TV, it doesn't mean it's going to be a secret trial.
Fahmy says lawyers for the people killed, as well as their families and some media, will be inside the courtroom to make sure the trial stays honest. He says he's more concerned that the Egyptian military, which continues to rule the country, could use the trial to divert attention away from its own activities.
I've always said that this revolution is an incomplete revolution, and it's incomplete precisely because the military wing of the Mubarak regime has not collapsed, and we haven't managed to raise many of the serious questions that need to be raised. This is very serious in terms of corruption and in terms of arms deals and in terms of $2 billion of aid that is received from the U.S. each year. We don't know anything about this.
Back in Egypt, Asma Mohammed Abdulrahman says she is comforted watching Mubarak answer to the charges on TV. She says it makes her feel that at least someone is being held accountable for the death of her 18-year-old son. He and nearly 850 other protesters were killed by Egyptian security forces during the uprising earlier this year. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.